The No Excuse Zone. We've all heard of time zones, slow speed zones, construction zones, and no-fly zones, school zones, and the like. But I would like to introduce to you the No Excuse Zone. As you embark on a new month and a new holiday season, you have an important choice to make. Are you going to jump on the train to a healthy and fit lifestyle, or opt for a layover until the New Year's resolution season rolls around? Now is do or die for establishing a fitness routine before the busy holiday season arrives. Don't miss out on this small window of opportunity to get back into the healthy habits that you may have abandoned during the past months. It's time to bust through your excuses and establish a routine that will get you the results you want. Welcome to the No Excuse Zone. No time? Make some. One of the top excuses personal trainers nationwide hear time and time again about starting a fitness program is lack of time. Here is a simple math equation for those excusing themselves due to lack of time. This will help you put your daily schedules into a more realistic perspective. 1 hour of training time, 3 days per week, is 3 hours. There are 168 hours in a full week. 24 hours in a day minus 8 to 9 hours of sleeping leaves 15 to 16 hours of wake-up time per day. If you can't take as little as 30 minutes per day out of a total of 15 to 16 waking hours doing something good for yourself, such as working out, then you aren't being realistic about the actual total number of hours in a day. Breaking it down even further, 30 minutes is only 1/30th of your total awake time each day. So, even if you have 29 items on your daily to-do list, you still have time to make working out the 30th item on your list. To make sure that you carve out time and follow through on working out, it is helpful to actually schedule your workout times in your smartphones or calendar books. Simply write your name in designated time slots each week. Or, if you feel guilty about taking time out of your day for yourself, you can always put a code name in your calendar such as Operation No Holiday Weight Gain. No energy? Get some. While rest is important for recovering and repairing your mind and body, consistent inactivity can drain your motivation and energy levels. Having no energy can be a vicious cycle, because if you wait to start working out until you have enough energy, then it will never happen. What you actually need to energize yourself is to get off the couch, step away from the electronics, and get active. You will love the results you experience and enjoy the endorphins that are awakened when you physically push your mind and body. A body at rest stays at rest, while a body in motion stays in motion. You just have to start somewhere and get the ball rolling, because exercising regularly actually will increase your energy levels. The first result you will see after you start working out is increased overall energy. No money? No problem. Getting fit doesn't have to mean joining a gym with expensive introductory and monthly fees. It also does not mean buying a bunch of trendy fitness clothes and shoes to look the part, or buying a piece of equipment you swear today you'll use at home, to only watch it become a clothes hanger of sorts down the line. An effective fitness routine can simply mean grabbing a group of friends or family members and doing calisthenics in a park, bodyweight squats, push-ups, dips, and lunges, or going for a walk or jog around your neighborhood. Get up and walk the dog briskly, like you're late for a meeting, or imagine you have both, a meeting and a dog, if you don't. You can be active for free if you just start out and get moving. Got a bike? Don't know where to start? Then start somewhere. To get started with a fitness routine that gets results, you need to first find a workout environment that fits your personality. Take the first step, make a call, go online, ask a friend for a referral. If you're a social butterfly who is motivated by others, then a group workout environment may be your best option. On the other hand, if you're a shy person who prefers to work out alone, then you may enjoy a one-on-one personal training environment. Take into account your overall lifestyle, your stress levels, and your personal goals when finding a routine that will help you get the results you want. Either way, just find an environment that fits your style and aim for at least 30 minutes, 3 times per week, of strength training and cardio exercise, and start. If you're looking for a quick but effective workout routine that can jumpstart your fitness regimen either in the gym or at home, start with a simple set of 10 push-ups, 10 body squats, 10 sit-ups, and 10 jumping jacks. Take a short break after finishing the set and then do it again, working your way up to completing the set of exercises 3 to 5 times. You're working your whole body and you're getting your heart rate up. Squats and push-ups are 2 top movements for working your total body. They require big muscle firing and hence use caloric burn and cardio maximally. You have entered the No Excuse Zone. The time is now to stop making excuses and start making time for you and your health. If you put into place all of the above excuse buster strategies, then you will have a clear path to achieving your health and fitness goals. Fitness Together Mission Hills offers personal training with qualified professionals by regular appointment in private suites. exercise, and nutritional programs are custom designed to fit your needs and abilities. Call 619-794-0014 for more information or to schedule a free fitness diagnostic and private training session. See what others are saying about us on Yelp and San Diego City Search.